Hello, my name's David, and this is the Hypothetical RL, a podcast about the what-ifs of rugby league history. I'm not doing an episode this week, even though this is an episode, obviously, but this is just a little bit of a preview for what's going to happen in December, which should be in about a week's time. So from December the 1st, I'm doing a new series, and it's going to be called The Best Team Bracket. Sounds weird. But I'll explain it just really quickly. I'm going to explain it in the first episode, which I've already recorded some time ago, but I just thought I'd explain it because I'm going to need you guys out there. And I know that there's not a huge amount of you, but I need every single one of you to be involved. This is going to be interactive. It's not going to just be listening. I'll be sending things out, and we'll hopefully this all works the way I hope it does. But the general idea is that I have used the season results from all the different seasons, right from 1908 right to the current 2021, and we have looked at from every team. And basically, what we've done is we've limited the amount of teams that are entered as best team. So for each season, for each club, to two teams. So every club can only have a maximum of two. It's a 32-team bracket. It's very similar to like a March Madness, if you know about that, in the college in basketball. It's a similar idea to that, where we've got the teams ranked from 1 to 32, and team 1 will play to team 32 in the first bracket, and so on in the order, so that basically if everything goes to plan, team 1 plays team 2 in the final. But we'll see with you guys what you think. And basically the reason why I'm going to need you guys is because I'm going to send a Google form out, I'm going to put it up on Twitter, on the Twitter feed, and basically you click on the form, it then gives you a checkbox, you can check whichever team you think is the better team, and or whichever team you want to vote for. You don't have to vote for the better team, it's up to you. And then I'm going to leave those Google forms up there for a period of time. Then obviously, you know, we're going to have 16 brackets in the first round. So, you know, once we go through bracket one, there's that bracket voting will be up there for a certain period of time. I'm not going to tell anyone who's won the bracket until we get to episode 16, when we find out whether team 1 or team 32 had won, and then so on and so forth until we get to the final. And the reason why I said it's going to be the whole of December, or it's going to be December, is because December has 31 days and you need 31 games or 31 contests in a 32-team bracket. And on New Year's Eve, we are going to have our very last bracket, which will be, you know, whoever's in the final. And then on New Year's Day, I'll do a quick, or maybe not New Year's Day, maybe a day or two after, to give you guys a chance to vote. But basically, we're going to crown a winner. And like I said, we've selected the teams based on their season results. So it's not based off if they win the grand final or not. It's based off how they were in their season against other teams. So a team who finishes, you know, winning 100% of their games is pretty much going to be in there. And it's the ratio of the wins against losses. So teams in seasons where there was only, say, 8 games or 9 games or something, and they won 8 games and lost 1, are not going to go as well as teams that were in the seasons with 25 and they only lost like 3 or 4. So it's like that ratio. You know, so you can't, there can't be any bias for, you know, well, they didn't play as many games and that sort of stuff. The other one, like I said, there's only going to be 2 per team. I've included at least one for every team that has a team that has a good enough ratio. So obviously teams like Hunter Mariners, Adelaide Rams, things like that, they didn't have winning seasons, they're not going to have, you know, we're not going to have one of them in the 32. But, you know, every team, you know, Cronulla and Parramatta are all going to have ones, and Manly and, you know, all those kind of teams. New Zealand Warriors will have one. You know, even teams like the Titans, you know, when if they haven't won a season, doesn't matter. As long as they've had a team that had enough dominance over that season, that we've deemed in a in almost an arbitrary way we'll have there. But obviously, you know, your best teams are going to be, you know, there'll be a team from the St. George run. There'll be obviously one of the South Sydney teams from, you know, the 1920s and you know, probably one from the 50s. I haven't got it in front of me. I can't remember exactly which teams they are. I've recorded them all, but there will be a series of teams. And like I said, after every episode, straight after the episode, I'm going to, I've got it all set up. It's going to come out. Have a look on at HypotheticRL and you'll see it. Click on the link, click on the button, and it will basically, you know, that will put your vote in. And at the end of a predetermined period, I will be looking at where they all finish. And then if that is the, whoever is the one with the most points or the most votes is going to get through the next round. So it's up to you guys to vote. And I appreciate, you know, Christmas is in that period too, so we'll see how we go with that. But, you know, get in there, vote for these teams, and let's hope we get a really interesting season. Look, I just wanted to do that, guys. I'll leave you now and have, you know, have a good December period, and hopefully you're on Hypothetic RL, reading my feed every day and getting those votes in.